When I was little, we had lots of different kinds of Christmas decorations. Every year, Mom and Dad took us to a Christmas store nearby where we could buy a decoration for ourselves and put it on the tree. And over time, I accumulated quite a collection of them. I showed them this morning in our children's time. They all have very special meanings and memories for me, and they fill me with happiness when I see them. Even though Kate and I no longer put them on our tree at home, I keep them because of the connection to happiness that they bring to me from my childhood. Every year, Mom and Dad also collected a new decoration for the house. One year, our German Shepherd, Mina, destroyed a stuffed Santa Claus that had been one of my favorite Christmas decorations. She just shook it and tore it, and it was all over the living room when we came home one day. So Mom and Dad bought us a new one, which I just adored. I held on to it every night, sitting in front of the television set. I even took it to bed with me, along with my stuffed animals, my teddy bear and my elephant and even my Pooh Bear, and slept with it every night. I had now my Christmas Santa bear. It was very hard after Christmas, when we were boxing up all the decorations, for me to hand over my stuffed Santa for Mom to take and to put in a box and put in a hot attic, and I wouldn't see him again for a whole year. Mom tells me I cried my eyes out. I don't remember that part. Then next Christmas, as we were decorating at the beginning of Advent, and we put up the tree and we're putting out all the presents, I remember Mom pulled out a box and was digging through the box and pulling out things, and she brought out that stuffed Santa. And she turned it to me, and I looked at it, and I screamed in terror. It terrified me. And if you look at it today, because yes, I still have it, you can understand why it terrified me, because this is it. This is the scariest thing in the world. I remember as I got older and I got into college, and in 1988, the movie, I think it was Child's Play, came out, and there was Chucky. Remember Chucky? This is Santa Chucky. Terrified me. But I've kept him for years and years, and he's gotten worn out. And you recognize a little bit of resemblance here, by the way? Uh-huh. Yeah, he is kind of creepy. But these memories, even this scary thing, brings me a lot of joy. Joy and hope, joy and peace, joy and the anticipation that comes with Christmas. I remember how joyful and excited I would be on Christmas morning, waiting for Christmas to begin. In my very young childhood days, we lived in a house that had a long hallway. The rooms were off of it. And at the end of the hallway, before going into the entry and then into the living room, there was this door. And at the bottom of the door, there was an air vent. And when you stood there in the hallway with the lights out, you could see the flickering lights of the Christmas tree filtering through that vent. And it was so exciting to be standing there, jumping up and down with an anticipation and excitement, waiting for Dad to check to see if Santa had come yet. It was still dark outside, and Mom was in the hallway bathroom, and Dad was taking forever in the living room. I didn't realize then that what we were doing was waiting for the coffee to get finished percolating. I just thought he was checking to make sure that Santa had done all of the decorating and putting the presents under the tree, and that he had managed to get the sleigh off of the roof and away so that we could go out and see the loot we had. I couldn't stand it. I was so excited and happy and filled with joy. And then when Dad opened the door and my brother and I raced into the living room to see all the wonderful toys that Santa had brought and all the wonderful toys and gifts that Mom and Dad had bought us, it was amazing The emotions were quite overwhelming. Those were wonderful Christmases. I remember diving in, sorting through, finding my presents, playing with my racetrack or my train set or my G.I. Joe set, just having a ball on Christmas morning. That excitement, that joy is a large part of the reason why I enjoy playing Santa Claus. Santa brings joy and happiness to children and adults too. You know the stages of Santa Claus for men, don't you? First, you believe in Santa Claus. Second, you don't believe in Santa Claus. Thirdly, you become Santa Claus. And fourthly, you end up looking like Santa Claus. Hey, I'm in stage 4, obviously. Fully metastasized Santa Claus, yes indeed. The wilderness, Isaiah says, the wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Even though old, that's where we are. That's where I am, at least. Getting older, I've found a time to be glad, to blossom, and to be abundant with joy and singing during Advent and Christmas. And I express that joy by playing Santa Claus. For years, I've grown my beard full from October 1st through Christmas. Cade loves it, and so do many children, and confidentially, keep it quiet, so do I. One year early on, I was at Walmart with Cade. We were shopping for some Christmas toys for his nephew, and I noticed suddenly as we were wandering the aisles that there was a little child, a little girl, following along, hiding around the corner, peeking at me, and following as we shopped. At one point, I felt her tug on my sleeve, and I looked down at her, and she looked up at me with these great big saucer eyes, and she said, "Are you Santa?" And just then, her mom came up and apologized to me and picked her up, and I smiled and said that it was okay, and then I said to her, "No, dear, but I work for Santa." I then asked her what she wanted for Christmas, and she told me. And I looked at the mother, and she nodded, and I said, "You're a good girl, and I'm sure Santa will bring you what you ask for." It was one of those powerful experiences that resulted in me eventually getting a Santa suit and playing Santa. Here I am on the screen now, coming up on the screen. Here I am a few years ago playing Santa at a church in Mesquite, Texas. The children of the preschool I visited that time were incredible. Change the next slide. They gathered around as I read them the Christmas story. They came and they sat on my lap and they asked for pictures. The parents wanted the pictures. And they asked for presents. The parents didn't know about that part. But yes, and I heard what they asked for, and it was so much fun telling them the story. Yes, indeed, even Santa's elf Cade made it there. There he is in his Christmas suit. He became Santa's elf because one of the kids asked him, "Are you an elf?" And he said, "Yeah." Well, that made him an elf. And of course, he's wearing that Santa Christmas suit. So there you go. One of the things that I noticed is that it's often the adults who enjoy seeing Santa almost as much as the children. That there is Wally, the pastor of First Methodist Church there in Mesquite at the time, and he had a ball. And he was I've known Wally for over a decade, and I was on the committee that approved his entrance into ministry, and I remember him coming and looking at me, and he says, "You kind of are Santa, aren't you?" And I said, "Yeah, huh, yeah." And it even shakes like a bowl full of jelly when I laugh, too. It's pure happiness. Being Santa, for me, is a way of sharing and spreading that joy, that pure, unfiltered happiness of God. Happiness is important. Joy is its fundamental essence. And Advent carries us from hope to peace to joy, which is today, to love, guiding us on our journey towards Christmas and the true happiness that comes from God. Happiness is not just a fleeting emotion, it's the deep, abiding sense of fulfillment and contentment that can come from knowing the presence of God in our lives. Even in times of difficulty or pain, the grace of joy invites us to celebrate the transforming love of God, the transforming love of Christ's coming to be with us. Those pictures from that time, that visit in Mesquite, came from a time in my life where I was struggling in darkness and didn't know much joy. I'd been married just a couple of months earlier and suspended from ministry, and I didn't know where I was going. I certainly didn't know I was coming here yet. And yet, they wanted a Santa. And even though I didn't feel it when I put the suit on, when I walked into that room and these kids flocked to me and jumped up and down, oh my God, I felt the joy. And I felt the joy and happiness of God's presence in each one of those little beautiful faces that gathered around me to hear the Christmas story, to get their picture taken with Santa. The joy of God, the joy of Christ's presence strengthens us and calls us to share it with others. We don't hoard it to ourselves like a present. We give it away. This is the joy that can make deserts bloom and hearts sing, no matter the season of life, no matter how old we get. It doesn't just stop at 92. Merry Christmas to you goes forever. Advent is the time to make ready for the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love of Christ. If only we could discover anew that same excitement for today. And we can. By God's grace, which is for everyone. We say that here, and sometimes it just comes off our lips and we don't really hear it, but grace is for everyone. And that everyone-oriented grace brings the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love of the Christ child, that can see us through today and tomorrow and every day, regardless of how dark it may be, how cold the world may become, how afraid we may be. The love of Christ, the joy of Christ, the peace of Christ, the hope of Christ can fill us and transform not just us and not just the corner of the world where we live, but the entire world. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Give me God's peace. In your